that you can get that greatest hits package on there if you head down to Hunt and Hook and Indian Reservation 16 after 9 o'clock in your morning. Good morning to you in Brockett. Pearline Prickly Bush is standing by at the Brockett Hospital with that report coming up. Don't go away. Ever had to get to the rodeo, but you have a problem? I'm Franklin, born with a pit. From Brockett Used Motors, and I'll let you in on just a little bit of a deal. If you come down here with a case of beer, I can give you a good deal on an old 65 Chevy Impala four-door. You can put both the mother and the father-in-law in there and the six cousins, and as well their sisters. And don't forget Grandma, too. You can even get five others in the trunk if you take out the spare tire. And on Wednesdays, you can drive into town and hang out around Galt Gardens. It doesn't have any hubcaps, and the window in the back is just plastic. But a good deal at only $48 if you bring me a case of whiskey. Come on down today. Listen to one satisfied customer. Okay, we'll see what we got here. Oh, God. This son of a bitch car better fucking start the fuck. I gotta get to the rodeo. Oh, she's running a little rough. Fucking whitey car. Needs a spark plug. This thing's a piece of shit. Fuck it. You can't head out to the rodeo until you got your new cowboy boots and cowboy shirts, can you? No Indian would be caught dead without one. So remember, this week at Penner's Menswear in Brockett, you can get shirts and boots on special half price just for the rodeo. Hats too and socks this week.
Penner's is the place you're looking for.
Where? In Brockett.
This is Sammy Eagle Vomit, and now throughout the magic at this radio station, we go on location to talk with Pearline Prickly Bush at the terminal ward at the Brockett Hospital. Let's see here. I'm trying to get a hold of her. Pearline, are you there, Pearline?
Hi, Sammy. I'm standing in the terminal ward at the Brockett Hospital with Jim Manybears. He's not looking too healthy. Jim, how you feeling? Jim, you're looking a bit pale. Are you okay? Jim. Well, we're going to go over to the doctor. Find out what his prognosis is. Doctor, what's your prognosis?
Get connection, Matsim. Nesto na ko kumesta kats. Ano kus kanaw to ni? Kita ako chine coach po. Mokin si sani to ki kan. Sinapo to kan. Jim Manybear. Sikshikay ko. Kita ako chine ko ko. O kita ako tapa chine coach po. Ama ka pio. Sani mito sikaw pinik. Native Cultural Center.
I think he's passed on. Back to the studio.
From the news.
back in black, too. It's the only way to be. Some more ACDC in your early morning. Back in black on Brock at 99. Reservations Hot Rock. Turning Scar in with you this morning. Just a quick reminder, if you want to get yourself registered for that powwow down in Ontario, keep listening. In just a couple more minutes, we'll have reservation calendar coming up. She was on the phone here. Hello?
I heard that my wife won a contest today. Where can we pick up the case of Coca-Cola Classic?
Is that Johnny?
I got some whiskey here. We need some mix.
Are you Freddy? Fred?
Okay.
No, are you Fred?
No, this is Johnny Gunn.
And your wife?
Yeah, then my wife, Pearline.
Okay, you'll have to come down to the station, okay?
Okay, I'll come down to the station.
Well,
okay, thanks a lot.
Well, okay, so bye.
Now, this is Ernie Crying Ed once again here down at the Hunt and Hook Sports on location. You got to come down before we close here at 5 o'clock because the bargains are just going left and right. The crowds are just coming in. If you're going fishing, I told you about the fishing already. Okay, if you're going hunting, come. We got some knives here and we got some bullets too. Steel tip hollow points. If you're out in the brush and a grizzly bear is going to attack you. Okay, come and... Well, that's about all the specials we got. I'm going to go across to the Lethbridge Hotel now, okay? This is Ernie Crying Head on Bracket
99. This is your reservation business directory. Bracket 99 keeps you informed on reservation businesses that you should know about.
For all your insurance needs, let Ernie Head smashed it at the insurance center in Brockett help you. If you crashed your truck, he can get you a new hubcaps and a new window for the back. He's on 43rd Street there, Brockett. Brought in somebody's life with flowers from Brockett Flower Shop. Dandelions and stinkweed is available for only 49 cents a bunch. Phone them at 425-3032. Call them today. Reservation Business Directory is an inexpensive and effective way to reach your customers. If you'd like to be on the Business Directory, call the Brockett 99 Sales Department at 425-5567 in Brockett. Let's phone up that Brockett's alcohol and drug abuse hotline. See if it's really for real, if it can help you, or if it's just a load of bullshit. I mean, we can't go around having false information perpetrated about, drugs and shit, so... Hope there's somebody there.
Hello, Brockett, alcohol, drug abuse hotline. Are you pissed or high or what's the problem?
No, we just want some information.
Oh, information. What do you want to know?
Well, where could we get a case of Jack Daniels?
Well, okay, we don't have an outlet on the reserve. I would say the best thing you could do is if you know somebody in Lethbridge... they could bring it out for you.
How about drugs?
Well, we could go down to the Bridge Inn. We got contact down there. And they could bring you some amphetamines or some speeders. I think we got some acid, but it's not very good stuff.
Okay, thanks a lot. You've been a big help.
Okay, yeah, thanks. Thanks for calling. No problem.
Hot is rock on the reservation. Turn in that red skin with blistery rock and roll on Bracket 99. You sick.
We'll be right back.
tonight, AC/DC Live, Rock and Roll Damnation of Brock at 9 to 9. 16 minutes before 10 o'clock. That's about wraps it up for Ernie Scar. You got Peter Yellowhorn in to take you through your midday. Coming up in just a very few minutes here. Have a good day. We'll see you down at the Pig Roast after the Seahawks game tonight.
You're listening to Rock at 99.
Oh, those Yellow Creek waters made the sons and daughters of an Indian nation called the Cherokee. And came those pioneer settlers that drove the Indians westward, far from their home, down on Yellow Creek. Now it's many years later, I'm living into nature in this Indian paradise called Tennessee, where I find those broken arrows that flew like the sparrows that still fly down on Yellow Creek. Oh, those Yellow Creek waters bathe the sons and daughters of an Indian nation called the Cherokee. Through the blood-stained years, they walk the trail of tears, crying for their home down on Yellow Creek. Sometimes my wife and baby think I'm going crazy when I talk about the things I see and hear when they're asleep. Like those Indian children play, singing and singing, this is their home down on Yellow Creek. Oh, those Yellow Creek waters bathe the sons and daughters of an Indian nation called the Cherokee. Through the blood-stained years, they walk the trail of tears, crying for their home down on Yellow Creek. Oh, those Yellow Creek waters bathe the sons and daughters of an Indian nation called the Cherokee. Through the blood-stained years, they walk the trail of tears, crying for their home down on Yellow Creek.
Good thing to see that, that one on the racks in the record store, and, not too often you hear, the story of, the Cherokee, told by a white man. That's, the John Anderson, from the countrified LP, the Yellow Creek on Bracket 99. That's a Peter Yellowhorn, and what you now stand the cost of the door, don't you talk? In the Kotakatak Nina Tachtak and the Kakatina Stark at the Kasnakainai. We got the reservation calendar coming up. The interview with Iris Larrett, my friend Ernie Scar. He's going to be back in the studio. He's got that interview with Iris Larrett, so I hope he doesn't fuck off here. Just remember that. So that's coming up a bit later on. We'll have a look at reservation calendar and check out our weather situation, too.
There's a job to do, and I'm feeling strong. Beaver Lumber's gonna help me along.
If your house is like mine out by Standoff, you'll need some paneling to patch up those holes in the wall when it gets cold. Beaver Lumber has paneling now for a large selection. Come on, have a look at Beaver and Brocket. Yeah.
Beaver Lumber.
Sean Weller.
Well, let's have a look at the weather update. Not too much of a change. Cloudy sky's going to stick around for the rest of the week, and it's frosty on the windshield. Use the social insurance card to scrape off the windshield if you're heading into town. A few clouds overnight, plus two tomorrow. Keep warm if you're heading out. Dress warmly. 17 now, below.
From Rockin' 99, rockin' the teepees of Rocket.
We got the reservation calendar coming up after Doctor and the Medics, A Spirit in the Sky. Yeah, the big spirit from Rockin' 99. Big spirit going up to the big buffalo range in the sky. It's Doctor and the Medics in stereo on Rocket 99, or at least in mono, a good frequency response on your car radio. We got the star interviewer Ernie Scars back in with talking to Iris Lerrett. I hope you stick around for that. Got the story of Clayton Magnet coming up, too. First, we have to take a look at the Brockett reservation calendar.
The North American Indian Conference on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse will be held on August the 12th to the 15th and will be held at St. Regis Reserve near Cornwall, Ontario. This conference is being held to provide a forum in which Native alcohol and drug abuse workers in both Canada and the United States can share ideas, problems, solutions, and innovations in the field of substance abuse. There's all topics to be addressed at that conference. The registration fee is $50 Canadian, and the pre-registration deadline is July 1st of this month, and the pre-registration is encouraged as conference is limited to 1,000 participants. Since conference participants will be crossing the U.S. and Canada border, it is suggested that proper identification be brought. And for further information, contact Don Thompson, conference coordinator, at area code 613-938-0546. That'll be held again at St. Regis Drug and Alcohol Division with rural route number 3 at Cornwall, Island, Ontario. And the theme of the conference is joining hands, sharing across the border. And don't forget the date, August the 12th to the 15th, at the St. Regis Reserve near Cornwall, Ontario. And we will have the North American Indian Conference on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse. And also, there will be the Indian Days that will be held at Kamloops, British Columbia, on August the 15th, 16th, and 17th. And I will be announcing that powwow. So if anybody wishes to go to the Kamloops Indian Days, it will be held on August the 15th, 16th, and 17th. And everyone is welcome. And the people there are very good hosts, and also there's good campground facilities. And the arbor is beautiful to dance on with lawn, green grass. So everyone is invited.
Clayton Magnet. Now, there was a guy. You know, I always had a can of Lysol to share. We used to hang around the liquor store. I think it was the Labor Day weekend. No, it was my sister's wedding. I don't know. Anyway, his old lady had kicked him out again, so I said, come on, let's get drunk and beat the piss out of her. Clayton liked the idea. So much he started to laugh. Couldn't stop till his upper plate fell out. We went over to the drugstore. I knew a guy who could get us Lysol cheap. After hanging a rat behind the Esso station, we sucked back a case. It was real good, eh? Clayton drank too much, started yelling and said he was gonna make it rain. I could have stopped him, but I was too busy puking. Next thing, he got jammed into a grocery cart. Guy, it was terrible. Clayton Magnet was gone forever. What am I gonna do? And then I thought, beat the piss out of his old lady.
Many native people will be out this weekend, drinking, yelling, loitering. What are you doing about it? Help us. When you see a drunken native, put them in your trunk and take him out of town. It's the least you can do. And now, an exclusive interview on Sprocket 99 with country singing star Iris Larratt on our feature today. Welcome to the studio, Iris. I hear that you actually were brought up in Brockett, in a large teepee. This is where you started your childhood, I believe. Is that correct?
My family had lived there for about 15 years, but I actually only spent the first 10 months of my life there.
Oh, I see.
And amazingly enough, the place is still standing.
Oh, yes, it
it's
is.
It's just, yes. I think it was only, there were only a couple of bedrooms. I was the youngest of six.
Oh.
And how my mother ever managed in those days, I don't know. Yes. I certainly couldn't do it.
Oh, yes.
From there, we moved to Chilliwack, and that's really where I grew up and went to school.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes. They have a very big reserve there. As far as your childhood is concerned, I think that you got your inspiration from singing, from listening to the chanting and powwows when you were just a small girl in Brockett. Isn't that correct?
I think of my childhood as being a pretty happy childhood.
Really?
I always liked singing.
Drinking, too?
And the first time I sang...
Was at the powwow.
In front of people.
Yes.
I was about 5 years old.
Yes, I remember that.
And my mom and my sister...
Your sister.
Both encouraged it, but then I really didn't need any encouraging.
I fucked your sister.
Because I knew that I liked to sing. I got up in front of these people. I think it was a variety show in Sardis, something to do with the church, I believe. Got up and I sang a couple of songs and thought, this is so much fun. And my mom saw how much I enjoyed it, and she started writing children's songs for me because I couldn't really relate to
what was that about?
A lot of the
what was your first song about?
The songs that my sister was listening to and everything, although I liked them.
AC/DC?
But anyway, she started writing children's songs.
Oh, Led Zeppelin.
Little Western Cowgirl.
Oh, yeah.
Little Gingerbread Man.
Oh, that one's a good one.
I love to play it, Make Believe, a song about my dolly. My doll, song.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, there were so many.
Uh-huh.
And when I became a teenager, then I decided I didn't want to sing these little kid songs anymore.
You wanted to rock and roll.
So Mother made a change in her writing and wrote a song called Tick and Click and Beat, and that was about, I suppose, talking about a boy.
Oh, really? Oh, a boy. Oh, you mean a buck. Well, it probably wasn't too long after that you probably got your cherry popped. Anyways, I guess it wasn't too long after that you kicked off your recording career down in Spokane. You and Sonny Mosquito on backup vocals teamed up and went down to Spokane. And how did that really come about? What did you experience while you were down there?
The two of us went down to Spokane to a recording studio. And from that, we had some singles pressed, and it was on we thought the label Lark sounded good, but we weren't thinking that it might be a lark.
Oh, no, of course not.
We were thinking of a bird.
Of
course, nothing really happened from it, but we were proud to give them out to our
You could buy
family
beer
and
sell them
friends
for beer
and everything,
money.
And yes. It was fun.
Well, I know what you're talking about, too, because as a recording star myself, it's very hard when first getting started just sell a lot of them out of the trunk of the old 55 Chevy. But anyway, I guess after you went to Nashville and saw that you couldn't cut it down there, your waitressing and being a prostitute and whatever down there, you saw you weren't going to make it. You came back to Calgary. Good reserve there, too, by at Blackfoot. Anyways, how long were you singing before you came to Calgary? Yeah, anyway, how long was that?
I've been singing professionally, traveling around for about 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got a job
in Calgary.
It was called Marco's Restaurant.
Marco's?
And I was singing there.
Oh, yeah.
I sang there altogether.
Got
for
pissed
about
there a couple
years.
Of times. Oh, 3 years.
But after I'd been there for about a year and a half, this couple approached me.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, they came in just about every Friday night, but I didn't ever really talk to them.
They wanted to tie you up.
Until they approached me and said,
feel my breasts.
They liked my singing and that they knew a producer in Los Angeles.
And you just have to
put
out. I
can't say that I was that impressed because I don't think I really believed them. I thought maybe it was just another story being handed to me.
Oh.
But I didn't
pay
too much
attention
to it.
No, of course not.
But after that, I did make a point of talking to Derek and Lynn whenever they came in.
Derek and Lynn who?
And sure enough,
Derek and Lynn
a couple of months later, they came in with this producer friend of theirs from Los Angeles.
What did he
His
produce?
His name was Andy DiMartino.
Oh, really?
And,
an Italian. They can almost drink as much as the Indians.
I knew we were in Edmonton.
Edmonton,
and we recorded
Did you go on the roller coaster?
Anyway, Andy took all these tunes over to Meet Him France with him.
Yeah.
He sold You Can't Make Love to a Memory to Infinity Records. That was my first single.
Oh, You Can't Make Love to a Memory. Yes, I know what you're talking about there, of course, because many times I have tried to make love to a memory. And, of course, it doesn't work because she can't stick anything in the memory. Anyway, just to wrap up here, speaking of memories, by the way, you're putting on a little bit of weight the last couple of years. Is that because of all the drinking that you've been doing since you were a singer? You've been pounding them back, so to speak?
Well, I think that I started putting on a little bit of weight probably when I was about 8 years old.
Oh, when you were still in Brockett.
I was teased by lots of kids because I was fatter than them.
You were a pig.
But I took the teasing. But my mom was a good cook. She was a really good cook.
Uh-huh.
And I liked to eat. So I took the teasing.
Uh-huh. And the drinking, too, I imagine.
I kept eating.
And
but
drinking.
Then when I was about 16, I guess, I...
You can't get that fat unless you're pumping back about 6 or 8 beers a day, so don't fucking lie about it, you fucking bitch. Fuck. Anyway, go on.
Actually, I was typical teenager and a little bit boy crazy, so I thought I better do something about it.
Oh, I see.
So I went on a crash diet, and I lost probably about 30 pounds. Got back to school, and then when I just started eating just even normally again, and naturally I put the weight back on, and I didn't really get too heavy by the time school was out.
How about your tits?
But then when I started into singing, and I was eating at all hours,
you became conscious of your ugliness.
Eating all the wrong kinds of food on the road, I just got heavier and heavier. Somehow,
until you were a fucking beached whale, I bet.
I kept getting work and everything. I certainly wasn't very attractive, although I always tried to look my best anyhow, dress as nicely as I could, and makeup and hair and everything, but I knew that I was too heavy. So,
you could see it, too. I mean, nobody wants to.
I just finally one day made the decision to really do something about it this time, although I tried on several occasions to maybe diet, but it wouldn't last very long.
You know, tell me about it. Many times I've tried to diet after I've drank too much beer and eaten too many hot dogs, and, well, you know how it is.
Because I was too fat.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And I'd get hungry, so I'd start eating again.
Oh, fucking boo-hoo-hoo-hoo. I ate too much. I got fat. I was too ugly. I don't give a shit about your fucking sob fucking story. How does this tie in with your singing?
I made the decision, and I stuck to it, and it took me over a year. And I stopped singing for a while, and I felt just tremendous.
Well, thank God a lot of people thought it was probably a fucking relief since you fucking spilled out a bunch of shit. Fuck, I've seen you in concert. You're fucking terrible. I wouldn't pay fucking money for my treat to check to go see you.
I would just say to anybody with a weight problem, you know, just tell yourself, keep telling yourself that you can do it, and picture, have an image in your mind of what you'd like to look like.
If you can do it, anybody can do it, right?
And keep that image.
That's what
your
you're going to say.
And anybody can do it, because if I can do it, anybody can.
Ah, fuck it. This interview is over. Get the fuck out of this fucking studio. Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out of this fucking studio! And don't come back anymore, you fucking white bitch. I'll fucking go to see Cher before I see you. This interview is over. Back to our regular programming.
Heart is rock on the reservation. Turning that red skin redder with blistering roar from bracket 99.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad and cry myself to sleep. Show me how this town shattered dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool who came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Now his guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, the only thing that keeps me hanging on. Thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. If I can find my mind now, I guess I'll just leave. And his guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets I call home. Yeah, my guitar. heart, I waited for you. Knock on the door. I waited, but you must have lost your way. Now I've got heartaches by the numbers, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Now I've got heartaches by the numbers, love I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my
good to see another young white buck by the name of Dwight Yoakam as a two in a row. That's Heartaches by the Number and Guitars of Cadillacs on Bracket 99 Electric Country Music. Well, that's about it for the show today. I want to thank a couple of our sponsors, funeral directors in Clairsome and Pincher Creek. Part of this program is sponsored by them, and thank you for listening. You've been a good audience. And I want to... fuck! Shit! Son of a bitch! Fuck! Shit!
What Indian reservation is this?